Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I now, on the second hour of our program, I don't have the number of the program, and you'll have to go to my website, fhu.com, if you want to listen to refeeds all the way to tonight and tomorrow when we finish here at 9 p.m. And it refeeds on the website, fhu.com. I've spoken to you of very serious things about what your faults are, but not completely all of them, just the outline. Codependency, doing unto others what was done to you, rather than doing unto others as God would have you do unto them. See, if you are upset and you take your frustration out on somebody, which you all do, and if you don't, you appease. And if you appease, you embolden the bully who screwed you. And then in the anger, you feel guilt. In his anger, he's relieved of guilt. He loves being angry, because I can tell you that when you're angry sometimes, and you may find that for a little while, the anger is a drug. It's a cheap drug until it kills you. So when you get angry, you're judging. When you're unjudging, you're looking down on that person that's being mean to you, and you feel above them. And then after that, you feel guilty, especially when you do things. You're made to do things and to appease, to stop being hurt. And so when you do those things, then you really got some guilt. And then you hate the person. And then you hate yourself. And you think you hate yourself is noble. No, it's not noble. Hating yourself is just, eventually that will kill you. You'll hate yourself so much, yourself will hate you back. And we will actually talk about, if you want to talk about what the self is. We could go into very deep things here today and tomorrow and the next day. And I hope I can get it through Christmas to help you save you from these things. It only takes 7 minutes to save you from all of it. Give me 7 minutes of your time. Just 7 minutes. And it won't be your Sermon on the Mount. You already got that. You got to know the meaning of the word, be still and know. And then, of course, what follows is that I am God. And there's something even more beautiful that follows that. The only way you... What is still? What is the magic behind still? What is still? Do you have to stop your brain from running around and around and around? No? You can't do that anyway. You can make music. You can do those. Well, I forget what they are now because the subject matter hasn't come up for such a long time. Mantras. That's mantras. Yes, and you can sing a song. But mantras are just noises in your head. Om, om, there's no place like om. That's crazy. You're blotting out the noise, the truth. And for a little bit you get some relief, and after a while you're doing it all the time. Om, 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 music, you can replace it with music if you want to, and after a while you can't stop the music because you're addicted to the music, because the pain of not having the music is agonizing. So there's got to be a freedom. There's got to be some freedom from all the things that make you feel good. And the more it makes you feel good, the worse you get. And the worse you get, the more you need. It's called addiction. You'd be addicted to even to your own judgments. You can feel angry at somebody and look down your nose at somebody and feel better than them. See, that you can actually feel superior to them. Either openly with cruelty and screaming, yelling at somebody and degrading them, or secretly in your mind judging them and hating them and forgetting your hate and forgetting the guilt of your hate by projecting it onto something more hateful than yourself. And that's how hate grows. It evolves through the generations. And then the country begins to fall apart. drugs, alcohol, anything to get rid of the pain. Anything to get rid of the pain, more sex, more drugs, more anything, more lies, how wonderful you are, you know, how good you are, and electing homosexuals, and killing babies, and having those babies, and never learning the lesson. Never learning. Or it's all guilt. There's mean people encouraging all that, and you vote for them because they love you as you are. There you are. So you've got a government that loves you as you are, but you then know. But it's a wicked government. They're good to you, but not good to me.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Let me continue my journey to help you understand radicalization. It's possible, as in Hitler Germany and in Russia, and ISIS, to radicalize people. So there's never a chance for them to ever see any truth except to take their frustration out on their parents, on their imams and edads, and take it out as in the form of murder. See, you will die from being angry with yourself. And if you're angry and frustrated enough, something inside you will say, talk to you and kill you, get you to kill yourself. There's 40,000 people dying every year in America, and it's growing quickly. See, because of the frustration and cruelty is everywhere. Lies, deceit, deceit's everywhere. Lies. Lies is truth. And you don't know how not to believe, not to be taken in, not to be screwed. You can't help it. Even love screws you. And how can you draw love from all the wrong places? No matter where you go, love is always in the wrong places. And you find yourself a slave of it. And when you become a slave of it, you could be radicalized and made to enslave others. The murder rate is huge. Because anger creates the desire to do unto others, to demoralize, to degrade. You have become the thing that made you angry. You always become the thing you made angry. The only other alternative is to yield to the thing that makes you angry and appease it. And all you do is embolden it with your life force. Hey, you have no life except to serve wickedness, even in your marriage. And then maybe one day you rebel. Maybe you run away. It starts again with somebody else. Maybe in a different situation, so that you are in charge instead of your husband or your wife. And then you're the bully to them. So it goes on like that. There's no rest for the wicked or wickedness. So now, before I go into that, because we're going to spend a lot of time together about your weakness. And I say to you, the less weakness you have, the more the evidence of less weakness is the evidence you're finding God. You're finding it. You are becoming perfect. The first time you meditate with a 7-minute meditation, you suddenly find a sense of freedom. And it will last just so long as the first truth that you've hidden, the ugliness about yourself, especially the irritation and the anger, that's where it really begins. And the minute you start to see that being upset, annoyed, is your weakness. And then you see what you did to somebody with it, and you realize, oh, I see that. I made a mistake. But you're, in a sense, the pain is accompanied by happiness. Not a happiness, but a relief. Not happiness, happiness. Relief is happiness. See? And so it goes. And the same moment, as a result of you seeing your fault, you are relieved of guilt to that degree. There's much more guilt. But you're relieved enough in that moment to not to do to others what was done to you right away. So when somebody wants to upset you, you find yourself not being upset. And you feel free. But the person who's trying to upset you gets upset trying to upset you. And maybe you can, but then maybe something wonderful happens. They get frustrated and walk away. Or they get frustrated and try again. But somehow, magic has taken place. You see, for example, that you hate your mother and father. The Bible says, honor your mother and father. The days may be long, and you know the rest of it. And you say to yourself, how can you love your mother and father? And they treated me so badly. Maybe so. But you have to understand, before you know it, they already got into you. And you're judging them, and you think by just walking away from your mother and father or staying with them, hoping that they get better, but then you become a slave of the remaining one who can't take care of themselves. Or you just run away and let your other siblings do it and get on along with your life, but you don't have a life. You need to learn to forgive your mother and father, no matter how rotten they are, because they weren't born that way. And pretty soon you're going to be standing in their shoes. And I guarantee you are standing in their shoes right now. So you're married and you've got a problem. And maybe you've married your mother. See? Whatever it is, you're in great misery. Even though it looks like when you get married, everything's going to be better. No, everything goes the same way. Exactly the same way. One of you becomes an appeaser and the other one the bully. The woman can be a bully and she could be the appeaser. It doesn't matter. One of you does it. And it does it to the children, because one of you will let it happen to the children. Because you don't know how to stop it. So you only go along with it. And the kids hate you for that. And then the hate becomes that you become them. And you have got them in you. That's why you need to remember your father and mother came into the world and were broken. And did to you, and you are doing the same thing to your own children, I guarantee you, for your money back. If you take a good look, if you want to know why your daughter doesn't want to see you anymore, you don't hang up the phone. But yeah, but I love my daughter. No, you don't. You want her. You want to possess her. She wants to run away from you. She needs you. Your mother needs you to make her feel like she is a good mother. She does all kinds of things to capture you. And she doesn't know she's doing it. She's driven her husband away. She sucked the life out of him and nagged the life out of him, and off he goes. And she doesn't get any satisfaction anymore. She has to find something to intimidate into submission, either in judgment or to love you, to go along with you and love you and give you a sense of worth. It's utterly worthless, but you got a person that will do that for you your whole life. So you're a mean king or queen. And so, but you have a follower that is blessing you. And you are acknowledging their graciousness when they are slaves. They don't know how to get rid of you. They don't know how to live on their own. They need your sense of worth. It's called codependence. And then I go back to my program yesterday. I just want to talk about radicalization now, if you don't mind. Is another call? Still call? All right, take my first call then. And the name is the person, because I have no screen. Okay, Dave in Hawaii. I got to write a piece of paper. Dave? All right, I'll write Dave, yeah. Dave's name down. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, Brody. I started reading the book... How to Conquer Negative Emotions. And a couple of things I just see if maybe you can expound on. But one of the areas we're talking about was a spiritual inquiry. And the other one was about when you have a problem, make it a question. And then instead of trying to analyze it, but if you make it a question, it'll somehow find itself, solve itself. I was just kind of maybe, if you can expound on that a little bit.
Yes, he says, let's say you find yourself going to the getting a bottle of alcohol, and suddenly you realize, what am I doing this for? All of a sudden, you've been doing it for years and years and years. Your life doesn't get any better. It gets worse, and you're drinking more and more. And all of a sudden, you just realize, what am I doing? Why am I smoking, drinking this? Why am I buying this stuff? Well, you might take it home, or you might put it back. But it's the question that, like that kind of question, it's like you're talking to yourself, but there is no self there. You're just wondering, but you're given to wonder. That's the gift, to wonder, to suddenly become conscious of foolishness and then wonder, why am I doing this? And you know, all of a sudden, the compulsion starts to weaken and it goes away. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's so my lifetime is that. It'll be a lifetime until you get to be my age. And I'm free as a bird. And so that freedom lets me understand science. And I write science. I love science. I love to discover what our scientists do not know and cannot see because of the education is crippling them. All they can do is do what others have taught them, and they can do fancy pants work. All I want to know is, how did the universe begin? I needed to know. And I began to know everything that they don't see. See, look at the secrets behind everything that moves. If I lived long enough, I'd understand everything, why everything moves. Not that I could make it move, but I can make my own life a better story by avoiding the trials and tribulations and overcoming the overcomer, so I can, my journey is given to me and my story of life is given to me by my creator and not by my enemy. I hope that means something to you.
The question is more, it prompts the wonder, which exposes the conscience to your foolishness.
Yes, right.
Is that what it kind of...
It makes you conscious of your foolishness, and then in acknowledging it and being glad to see it, not suppressing it, it goes away by itself. And you become a new person a little bit every day. Every day becoming perfect. You can't get it all at once. You get it, the light begins to shine inside you. I keep saying to everybody, there is two lights for us. There's only one light for dogs and cats and flowers and bees and fleas. There's only one light. They see where they're going by the sun or light or some luminescence, okay? But with us, we have a light that comes from within. And the light is our environment. And that which gives you the light is the creator of the universe. And he's making us in his own image. And the only thing you have to do is obey what you know is right in your heart, and that which is right in your heart is given to you only in the moment you approach it. So you can't plan your future. But the future is evident when you are not lost in your thoughts, when you are listening to, when you're beginning to see by inner light that shines out of your eyes, and out an energy exudes from your body, very much like, but opposite to, a wicked person with angry eyes and fierce emotions emoting to you and penetrating you until he gets inside you and makes you one of them and cower and be and go along to get along. And so this energy will overcome anything. It is completely magical, And it begins with little magical things. And then it manifests itself into a journey and a life and a meaning and a happiness forever and ever. Amen. Thanks to our Jesus Christ, our Lord and God. Okay. 800-866-8883. Have a nice Christmas. And Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the other one is fhu.com/donate. Bobby? David, you were breaking up, but I could hear you understand. I can understand you. Oh. Okay. Did you follow me?
Okay. Yeah, I followed real well.
I'm glad. Any other question you'd like
That's
to ask?
Well, going back to the, I had the other question about the spiritual inquiry, but going back when you say about the moment, and you say you never, that's why you never have to plan, because you're, each moment, you're kind of saying it predicts how you relate to the moment. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and what gives you the power to raid to the moment, raid to read the moment and to express that moment spontaneously, with spontaneity, without planning what you're going to say. Let's see, you see a moment coming, and you see something coming. You don't want to go into your brain to try to figure out what to do. You fold it without knowing what you're going to do next, and it will come. And the adversary will be shocked into disbelief and lose some of his faith, and you gain yours. You have to overcome the overcomer, but first of all, you must be overcome by God by giving yourself to Him. And there's a way to do that. And He showed me the way. Now, I've given you the way, and it doesn't work for everybody because not everybody's ready. But if you go to my website, fhu.com, and you go to 7-minute meditation, it's no charge. That's it. You just do it. Share it with people. Thank you very much. I hope that helps you. Is there another gentleman or lady, David? There is? All right. Put him online, please. Jeff in New Jersey, is that right, David?
Jeff.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Roy. How are you? This is Jeff. I spoke with you back in May.
Oh, Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Go ahead. Yes.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I ordered last night your cure stress device, and also I have your 7-minute meditation, if you remember, I ordered back in May.
Oh, I don't remember. It's too far gone, you know?
Yeah, but that's okay. But anyway, it's awesome, you know, and I'm going to use both of them all together. And
they work
I know
together.
You. I'm sorry.
They work together.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
And also, I just wanted to say, I remember you saying something one time about absolute truths and not political opinions and, you know, personal opinions. And so you allowed me to come up with sort of like a prayer. And it goes like this. Blessing Spirit of God, my faith in your power is absolute and unshakable. I trust that you will lead me on the path for my most good. Amen.
Well, it doesn't hurt. But it doesn't help much. But it's still nice. He doesn't need that. God doesn't need all that. He knoweth what you need before you ask.
Okay.
You do know that there's two kinds of wanting something that is out of security. I want a nice car, I want a pretty girl, and all the rest of it. And you want it, it's all for you, to make you feel better because there's something wrong with what you... Because what makes you feel worse, but you don't know what it is, you think these things will make you feel better. But there's another kind of way you get things, and I learned it this way. It was happening all the time, but I didn't realize it until something really big happened. And it was a big, nice surprise. So I bought myself a little boat. And so, because I have a house on the water. I haven't been there for, you know, for 35 years. It's still there. I came up here because I see what was coming. And, I've been talking about that. This, what's happening to America and the end of America at the end of 2016, if they don't take care of themselves. Anyway, so I came up here because intuitively I knew this is where I had to be. That's another story in itself. But with a boat, you know, I love boats, but I don't have I can't afford boats. So I got one, I put it in front of my house. I couldn't afford the house, but it's worth a lot of money now, but it wasn't worth much then because it was, they didn't have a barricade. I don't know what you call it, a breaker, a breakwater.
Okay. Yes.
And they put the breakwater in my house became valuable, and I had a boat in front, and it was just an inexpensive boat. I just wanted a boat. But one day I was walking, over walk past where they repair boats, a boatyard, and this magnificent boat's there. I said, I'd like to have one that. That's nice. I'd like to have one like that. I could see what a beautiful thing it is. I could never afford that. And so I walked on, and I go past it several times, and I saw it down floating in the ocean and in the harbor. And I thought, there it is again. There it is again. I said, that's interesting. It was really nice. I could see what a good boat that is. And so I didn't necessarily want it. All of a sudden, the paper says the boat is for sale. A brand new one.
Oh, wow.
It walked right into my... And I said, look, I tell you, I just paid $5,000 for this. If you take it, I'll take it. So it was so cheap. It was 35 feet. Well, I bought it, kept it 7 years, and sold it for 5 times as much as I paid for it.
Uh-huh.
In 7 years later. And I got another one. But what I'm telling you, it wasn't me that wanted it. It was him that wanted me to have it. It's just like a loving father.
Yes.
You know, Jesus said it. I think I can remember those things that bring it to memory. He says, when a child asks for some bread, does he give him water or something? He knoweth what you need before you ask. I didn't get it quite right, but you get the gist of it.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So I discovered that the very first thing I ever remembered is something putting in my head these words. But I was only 6 months old or 9 months old because I knew I can remember I was that young and couldn't think or speak as I speak to you now with language. But I can put it into language what it said. Uh-huh. It said, what is life all about? That was it. That's all it was. And it never used language. But to translate it into language, I can. And translate into language all the things that I'm sharing with you now.
Okay.
It's all given to me to give to you so that you recognize it. You can recognize it in French or Spanish or German, whatever, or anything.
Right.
It's the same thing in every human being's mind. What's meaning of life? Regardless of what language it is,
this person
will understand exactly the same in any language. It will say the same way, translated. And so I've listened to that. And that's what was whispering to me that day. You can have that boat. But he doesn't say that. He made it happen. It came through my door, right into my living room. I couldn't say no to it. It was so easy. And beneficial. Enjoyed it. Loved it. Okay, boom. That's what I'm talking about. I'll come talking about that. Just... David, can you do me a favor? I'm talking to my son. He's just remind me about the boat. when I come back, because I tend to, there's a point I want to make about that. Thank you. And my dear friends, this may be the last year, next year to 2016, you will not have a country that you could ever repair. And I know what I was created for now. I'm an old man, but I have something that you know will deliver you from evil and develop. And I'm here in America, and I've learned, discovered, magically discovered, I'm given a certain energy power that is able to heal, but I'm not doing the healing. And I'm giving insights, getting insights to share with you and explain to you what part of those insights are due to your failings. And that there's time between now and the next few months to change course. But you've got to stand up for your, against your husband, your wife, your butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. If, when you meditate with my 7-minute meditation, it will start to talk to, your mind will talk to you like a little child. My 6-month-old nature could hear it. I can remember standing by the air raid siren. Next to, I have an air raid siren outside my room on the beach. And nobody wanted that flat. And so I said, what's the meaning of life? And all of a sudden said, if you follow that, you're gonna, it will kill you. I said, where'd that come from? There it was again. Where did that come from? I questioned it. And then there's something inside me that said the same thing. Riding my bicycle to work. I closed the door, made sure it was closed, and something said when I got down to the bottom of the stairs, you didn't lock the door. I went back, it was locked. Halfway to work, there it was again. You didn't really lock the door. I said, screw you, I'm going to go on. And I know there's a voice inside me that talks to me opposite. And that's what life is all about, is dealing with your, what is opposite to that, that wants you to do the wrong things and not understand the life, but to give your life to the darkness of other people who are agents of change. I'm an agent of change. Please support my work in every way possible, because only in 3 or 4 months your inability to rise up and say, this is a Christian country, you scumbag. How dare you get up there and face to the, and give praise to the left and then to the right, or whatever the hell you do when you, with your prayers. How dare you? How dare you say this is not a Christian country? How dare you turn that way and talk to us, which you haven't done? There's not been a peek out of you. And you've got to learn to stand up for what you believe is right. And it will be shown to you in the moment. And you'll be calm. And the other person will be overcome.
Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm talking to Dave. So Dave, I forgot what I was telling you, but I think you, yes, I think I actually continued with that during the commercial, but Dave heard it about the boat that came into my living room all by itself without me wanting it and without me being, you know, if it sunk, it sunk. I can remember it, the boat sunk. One of these days, my boat sunk in the water, and everybody was crowded around the boat, and the mast was sticking out of the water. And everybody said, your boat sunk. I said, okay, just a boat. It doesn't matter to me, see? I wasn't attached to it. And there wasn't much. The insurance company paid for it anyway. And it's a boat. You can dry it out and just fix the engine. That's it. So do you understand, Dave, that you mustn't be affected by material things? You must learn to stand up and not worry about what people think of you. And speak up to your friends and don't appease anybody. And meditation will give you the power to overcome the overcomer. You have to overcome your culture. And you have to, where you begin is the begin. The first time you meet a situation, you hold your ground, you see what you need to say, or you look at it quietly and make it ashamed of itself. Okay. So let me continue now. So let me say, we got 20 minutes left. I said when I entered this second hour that I was going to speak about radicalization. I'm going to finish this hour just with a little bit to save the rest of it for tomorrow and the next day. Not that you can remember it, but I hope you do get grasp of it. I want you to know I spent 6 years in the Institute of Hypnosis, discovering what it is, because nobody knows what hypnosis is any more than scientists know what gravity is. I know what gravity is, but they don't. And the gravity is, they think there's, let me just quickly say this, they think there are four fundamentals. No! There's only one fundamental, and it's the mother of the other three. And that's gravity. And you don't know what gravity is. Na 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 na. See? But I know what it is. I know how the other three fundamentals, what they call them, they're not fundamentals. They are the product of the overarching fundamental gravity. Then what is gravity? They don't know whether it's a push or a pull. I know. I can prove it. I don't think I'll get anybody to follow me, but I've written a book about it, and then so I'm still writing. I'm given to understand these things, and it's not gibberish. What they think about how the universe is created is insane. See? They only start with things. They don't start with how things are made. They start with a singularity, with a big bang. It doesn't make any sense. Who put the big bang there? See, they start with a singularity. They still don't know what to say. It's something infinitely hot. At the beginning, there was the void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Okay. And let there be light. That's the singularity. Something put it there. It can't put itself there. Nothing can put itself anywhere. Never mind all your clever, conversations and educational idiosyncrasies and that sort of thing. Well, I'm just trying to say that I spent my time with hypnosis, knowing that Hitler used that to turn a country, a democratic country, into a system of murder, where evil prevailed and people just had to support it or die. And don't think it can't happen to this country. And if it does, goodbye, world. There'll be nowhere to hide. So I lay this on you. And I'll be talking about radicalization. Let me tell you this. Now, not that I am guilty of it, but I know how, in 10 minutes or so, turn a ordinary person into a bloody murderer. And he wouldn't know it was me. And you wouldn't be able to get it from him. He will always think of it as his own idea. Simple. I know how it's done. I know how to do it. But I also know how to undo it. I don't ever want to do it. But I discovered I had to, if you're, I'm a surgeon, I have to know what the disease is to cure it. Yes or no? Of course, yes. So I have to understand that. I have that knowledge and I have the power to do it to almost anybody. Not almost, not everybody, but certain people. Enough to take the country over the same way as Hitler did it. The same way as you're being overcome by communism by virtue of your the fact that you've elected a communist and a part, whatever he is, religious. Okay? He rises to the occasion of your weaknesses and needs. That's how many there are of you that are not free, and you need some help. And just don't get upset. Stay cool. I'm not going to do this to you. I'm telling you I understand that's the reason why I can help you. And all I have to do, listen carefully, I mean to make it simple, and very simple, all I need to do is upset you. All I have to do is lie to you with a straight face or promise and not deliver. Whatever it is that makes you a person angry, you do it. And accuse them of what you are. See? To project the guilt onto you and make and free myself from it because you've taken the guilt and you've begun to become an appeaser. Or you're a bully. But you better be strong enough. In other words, if I was a psychopath, a sociopath, I'd be strong enough. But I don't have to, but I can't do it because God won't let me do it. I just said I know how. So that's good. I cannot do it because I will not do it. But I do understand it. And all I want you to do to cure you of all of your weaknesses and misery and suffering is to help you overcome your hostility and resentment and judgment towards your parents. Because they can no more help themselves as you can. You find yourself in their shoes when you get old enough to suffer. Okay. So the number is 800-866-8883. So please, who is it? Linda, let me write that down. Okay, to Linda in California. Hold a second. Linda, I got to write this down because I don't have a screen. Hi, Linda.
Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
You asked me to call back. I told you that things were going pretty well. I've been meditating regularly. Mm-hmm. And I told you that the stuff that inside, it sort of comes out in spurts and kind of makes a little funny noise, and it happens like pretty much all day long, off and on.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. What does it make? What was that, David?
It's kind of like a gurgly sound. And you said it was something that things that I was repressing from the past.
Oh, I see. I see.
Yeah. But I don't know. I can't tell you that. It doesn't have anything to do with anxiety. It's today, you know how you talk about, you go about your day and sometimes things come to you when you least expect them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this may have something to do with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So I sometimes it...
It's very nebulous what you're telling me. You're not giving me much. But what you said, it has something to do with anxiety, has a meaning.
Yeah.
Is it because if you have anxiety,
mm-hmm.
What it represents is a separation from the ground of your being. It's like,
yes.
you're in the wrong environment, and it's like you're like a fish out of water. And you have anxiety,
well,
try to get back to the water. And so
I can tell you that I'm becoming more and more clear in my, I'm becoming more conscious.
Yes, that's
and
good.
I think what's happening is I'm seeing things, and it's sort of scary what I'm
you're
seeing.
You're given to see things.
Yeah, and it's I think that's what's causing the anxiety.
Yes, but when you feel the anxiety, because you're beginning to be conscious and seeing these things that you've done wrong,
right.
foolishly see. So you've got two right. things. Anxiety because of separation that you never knew you were separated from.
Right.
It's very important. And it, because you're separated from it, you were forced. The reason of separation is because you're being entangled with the world's pressures.
Right.
But with a name called resentment and anger and being annoyed and upset and frustrated.
Right. Right, I do see those little
And you're running on the wrong energy. You're running on the wrong energy.
Yes,
and energy is pulling you away, and it's informing you. It's a shape taking yes. shape in you.
Yes, yes, that makes perfect sense to me. What you talk about makes more and more sense to me as time goes on.
Yes.
And I do realize that the spirit that I have inside is not, it came through mother and father, but it's not.
It came through them, and it came through the generations before, and then generations and generations yes. and generations, and we get back to Adam and Eve.
Yes,
that the dark side got through Eve, and then took hold of Adam, and the man born of woman becomes the experience. And when men go
right.
back to women instead of God for the sense of worth, it's worthless.
Yes, and that makes perfect
Eve.
Sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When I was meditating earlier, something says, like, I think it's coming from a good place, but I sense, like, the color purple. I see the color purple.
Mm-hmm.
And angels sounding trumpets.
That's interesting. It's possible.
Yeah. I don't want to put too much emphasis on things.
No,
I just want to keep going.
Yes.
And I had to recently make a decision on my treatment, and what the doctor wanted to do didn't make sense to me. So
I'll hold the line, and I'll take your question. Hold that thought, would you? Ladies and gentlemen, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Please support the program. And FHU.com, you can download the 7-minute meditation and support my program. So I'll take my caller, if you don't mind, instead of making a commercial. Good. Yes, please. Linda, would you keep going?
I just want to say in regards to what I have, I know I have inside, is that it is very stubborn. Like, it doesn't want, like, to go away completely.
It doesn't like you to see either.
No, it doesn't like me to see, but it goes away just a little at a time.
It does, yes, it does.
Yeah,
that's called becoming perfect. That's what Jesus refers to as becoming perfect. As you
yes,
thought,
and
becoming
when
perfect.
I was meditating earlier, my tongue was moving like a snake.
Like a what?
Like a snake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I get it. I get that. Serpentine.
Yeah.
Serpentine.
So, I didn't get scared, though. I just watched.
Your awareness will frighten it away.
Yes.
It doesn't like the light. It doesn't like your awareness.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in you, isn't it? It's there now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It doesn't like what you're saying.
No, I know it. So they come out of her. They come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, I said. Leave her alone. In the name of Jesus, come out of her, because you can hear my voice is coming from him. Come out. Come. Come out. Now. Now! Come out, snake. Phantom thing. Come out, phantom. You're just full of nothing. Your layers of nothing. Yes, no. Hold the line. Just keep the lady on. Keep the lady on. Okay. Get rid of this commercial as quickly as you can. Okay. That's all right. FHU.com. Can't do that. I can't do that now. It's just too serious. Much too serious. Having a commercial in the middle of this, I couldn't help it. It's the network requires it. Are you there, Linda?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
There's a lot of screaming in the background.
In your head?
Yeah.
I
get that during the day sometimes too.
Yes, you know it's there, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't get upset with it. Just know it's there. Just be happy to see it's there.
That's what's been. It causes a lot of music during the daytime, like a lot of music, and I'm like, wow, what is? It's like a radio in my head.
Well, you know, that's because you've been using music to avoid it. Avoid seeing things.
I think I got too into it when I was a teenager.
Yes, of course. That's just what I'm saying.
Right.
And so you have to go through that too now.
Yeah.
But you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Southern California.
How close are you to where Grants Pass is, Oregon?
Actually, I'm about 700, and I've been out there a couple of times. I'm about 750 miles away, and I am seriously considering, and I'm saving to come out to see you because I think that this thing, it sort of needs to be dealt with personally because you've worked on me.
I think so too. You're ready
and
now.
You've done a lot. A lot has helped me heal, but I think I'm down to the last bit, and it's very it just doesn't want to go.
Yeah, may I suggest something? That you watch the Sunday morning conversation that's playing all day and all night until next Sunday.
Okay.
And you're going to see you're going to see an exorcism there in the last half hour of the broadcast. So you can run it forward or you can listen to the whole thing. Watch it. It's my Sunday morning on video. So you make the trip with your, bring a friend, and you only need it doesn't cost any money. We don't charge anything for this. Just come up and see me sometimes.
Okay, I will.
And you'll be home fine. If I could do it over the radio, very often I can do it over the radio, but I think it's going to take a little longer than it's allowed me. It takes a lot.
What do you suggest for me in the meantime?
Just be brave and not allow yourself to doubt or. And when you feel, remember thoughts coming through your mind of the past, when you hear music, just watch the music and stand back. You know how you do the 7-minute meditation? Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Just look at your eyelids and as if you were looking at your surface of your brain and the music will stop. That's all.
Okay.
And you won't be able to see the dark side in you, won't be able to get to your spirit. Because when you're looking at your eyelids, you're literally disconnecting from your brain, and the light is shining through your pure spirit, being separate from the flesh, and it's becoming the agent, the magnifier, the lens through which the light comes and delivers the pixels like in a computer, and you're being computerized and redone and refreshed and renewed. You can almost feel it there now. This snake doesn't like it, does it?
The left side of my face is contorting.
I know, it's the left side. The left side of your face is the right side of your brain.
Yeah.
So that's it. And that is a sure side of possession.
You know, it helps me to tell you that I'm really sorry.
You can tell me. You'll be fine. It will be helpful.
Well, sorry for what? Just sorry for what I've done to bring it. I know it's not me, and I know it's something that came from ages ago.
I know.
But
you're excused from that because you had it when you were born. You were born with it. And so you can't really blame you. You've done your best. But now you need help from your creator, and I will show you where he is. Royal Masters is not your creator. I'm just the agent to show you where he is in you. That's all.
Okay.
Trust me, I won't hurt you.
Okay.
I'll only do good for you.
Okay.
We meet until we meet again.
Okay.
God bless.
God bless you.
You'll be
Thank
fine.
You.
Just listen to me and call me if you need anything.
Okay.
Okay. Did you understand what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? And don't think you're not also possessed. Or do you drink? Do you smoke? What are you doing drinking and smoking? Killing your conscience. And what rises to give you the pack of cigarettes, what is in the business of giving you the cigarettes, giving you the drugs, is making you more dependent on it rising to the occasion of your need with a cigarette or drink or drug. It rises up through people, or it just rises up on its own, just the sight of a cigarette, a little anxiety, and it beckons you to give yourself to it. Not it gives to you, you give yourself to it. And what's behind it is invisible. And it flows into you. And makes you want to drug yourself more. So you can't see what the next thing is going to happen, is going to do to you. And it does it. And I'm a professional hypnotist. I know how to get you out of that. There is no person on this earth that knows what I know. And you can read my book and still not know it, but the person who wants to get better can read my books. But that you see how few books you will read, hardly anybody buys a book. And it's the book you need. The two books you need are Hypnotic States of Americans. That one. And Meaning and Happiness. Those two will awaken you. You read about it and how it all works. And he said, you stop. It's like reading the Bible, except with a greater depth that you recognize in you. Oh, I see that. Oh, I see that. The Bible says the same thing, but oh, it's time for me to say goodbye to all my company. MIC, MEK. No, it's all wrong. Going backwards. Ladies and gentlemen, please support the program. Please, look, there is not much time left. You're falling for it. All your drugs, your alcohol, you don't need all that if you had the truth that makes you free. And you've given up the truth that makes you free. Too much sex, too much drugs. It begins with sex, mostly. That's what they give the kids in school. That's what to make sure it breaks them and opens them to misery and suffering. Okay, thank you. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And you call my office, 800-877-3227, please. And it's open tonight till 11 o'clock.